The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Making your home great on Saturdays at 11 o'clock on WPTF. I'm Dave Alexander, warmed up for a good show. We got Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware and Holly Bowers of Roofworks in our second hour.
Yeah, you should have come over to do a live remote at Hillsborough Street. We're two buildings away from each other.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I was just thinking, do you guys have an app?
Does the store have an app?
Does the store have an app?
Not right now.
Okay.
We are working on it.
Really?
Yeah, we are with our new. We're redoing our old website was just archaic, and we have a new company that's redoing our website that's probably going to go live here in about the next 3 or 4 weeks. And I think there's an app that will be with it. So,
oh, that's cool. Because I was thinking we get some IT people together and we could put them not in your store, because everything in your store is hardware except the candy stuff at the front.
Right.
But, you know, everything in there is designed for the homeowner who run themselves into a trouble or they've got a project. But we could put it at Roofworks in their metal shop. I'll bet you they got some room in the metal shop.
I don't know. They're I think it's pretty full over there.
Is it really?
I've been in the building before they were there, and it's the building is not quite as big as it looks like from the outside.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's the reverse TARDIS. It's smaller on the inside.
That's right.
Than it is on the outside.
That's right.
Okay. So tell me about the hardware business. How are we doing?
We're doing good. Spring is more or less in the rearview mirror now, and so now we're in the throes of summertime. Of course, it rains every other afternoon, and so generally speaking, you don't necessarily need to worry about watering quite so much looking at the forecast, but it does. The one caution that's out there is with the warm, humid nights, tends to have some issues with mostly fescue lawns.
Oh, yeah.
You get brown patch and dollar spot this time of year.
From what?
It's a fungus that attacks. It's airborne and it attacks and spreads. And brown patch, it starts as a small spot and then just the circle just gets larger and larger.
Yeah.
So if you start to see that, it's a good time to put a fungicide on there. The best kind, in my opinion, the best kind is a granular, because the granular sticks to the leaf surface.
Yeah.
And you put that out late in the afternoon when it's not going to rain that night. You put it out late in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do that a couple of times. But
Because the forecast changes.
That's right.
The thing I noticed this last week, at least in my location, we had 30 to 40% chance and sometimes 60% chance. And guess what? We turned out to be in the 40% that wasn't going to get rain. We anticipated so much rain this week, and it rained once or twice. So you can't, I hate to say it, you can't trust the forecast.
No, because Mother Nature makes the call, and you can't fool old Mother Nature.
Right.
In fact, one day this week, I can't remember which day it was, but we went to the house, and I wasn't going to worry about watering, but then it got a little bit later, and so I watered everything at the house, got ready to go back to the store because it hadn't rained at the house.
Yeah.
And I called the store and I said, I'm coming back up there. Don't worry about watering the plants. I'll take care of it. And they said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, I need to come water the plants. He said, it's raining sideways here. I said, so I don't need to water the plants. And they said, no, absolutely not. So that, you know, 10, and I think we're 14 miles from the hardware store. We live 14 miles. So, in a 14-mile difference, we got zero rain. Then I looked the next day, we got 3/4 inch rain at the hardware store. So, you know, the forecast is what the forecast is. But
All right. Tell me about the plants. What do you have in?
Well, we're declining, but we've still got some vegetables and some annuals in. And starting on Monday, they're all going to be 50% off.
Yay!
Try to let those people that want to plant sort of a late garden be able to do it. And trying to get out from under the plants, so to speak. But one of the things that I've noticed talking about plants is we've had a rise this year in tomatoes of blossom end rot. and blossom end rot is where on the very bottom, it's called the blossom scar, but on the very bottom of the tomato, it'll start. When it's pretty close to being ripe, it'll start as a little black spot, and then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And what that is it's a lack of calcium in the soil.
Okay.
That's why a lot of times when you plant tomato plants, you'll put hydrated lime in, a little bit of hydrated lime in when you plant them.
Yeah.
And that provides enough calcium. But with the plants are with the plants being up and growing like they are in most gardens, then what you have to do is there's what's called a blossom end rot spray, and it's basically a liquid that contains calcium that you spray on the leaves to take care of the blossom end rot. So
yeah. Anything else you see coming up for people's backyard gardens?
No, we're sort of past the time that squash vine borers attack the squash. Usually that happens, if that's happened to you, you've either taken care of it or your squash plants are dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no remedy from that. Those are sort of the biggest ones right now.
I was told that my tomato plants had been attacked by June bug larvae. Now, I honestly don't know what a June bug is, but I know what the larvae look like.
Okay.
They are some massive caterpillars.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you know, they're like a greenish. They're real soft. You can squish them pretty good.
Right.
Do you carry something that will keep them away?
Yes. There's a couple of different insecticides that are safe on vegetable plants, and now the key to all of that stuff is you want to look at the label, because it's going to vary plant by plant on when you can spray it, how many days prior to harvesting the vegetable. It's going to differ. Squash may be on one item, squash may be 3 days, and tomatoes are like 6 days, I'll say.
Sure.
So you just want to make sure. But we have two or three different styles. I don't like using any of the insecticides that you put in the soil. The soil drenches.
Yeah.
Because those take so long to get out of the system of the plant that your days to harvest, you're going to lose a lot more vegetables than it's even worth doing. So a lot of the sprays work out really well.
Yeah, we considered that. Of course, potatoes, you know, we're not really worried about spraying the fruit, because it's
you can't
the
get
vegetables
it.
Under
yeah,
the ground.
That's right.
But we've the blackberries are coming in.
Yes, sir.
We had lots of sunshine, so we had, not last week, but, previous week. Well, no, we had some sunshine last week. I'm thinking of the chances of rain every day.
Right.
But then it was a beautiful sunny day. We had a couple of sun showers.
Right.
But everything seems to be, performing well.
It has been, for the most part, it's been a really good spring. With the temperatures not getting real hot, usually most of the strawberry farms shut down about Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But with the temperatures backing off, I've seen a lot of the strawberry farms, at least in southern Wake County, that were open as late as midweek this week. And I haven't been out there this weekend, but, and all the blueberries, we've got about six or seven blueberry bushes at my house.
Yeah.
And they are just loaded with fruit. So it looks like it's going to be a really good year for blueberries as well. So,
I can tell you what it's been a good year for. I mean, a bumper crop of weeds.
Oh yeah,
the weeds have been incredible in my garden. Now, for next year, is there anything I could or should do to my garden bed? See, I have strawberries in, so I can't really mulch up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can, carpet bomb my
plants? Not really.
No.
Because if you get there's an item that it used to be called post, and now Bonide has it, it's called grass beater. And I would have to look at the label to see how safe it is in a vegetable garden.
Sure.
But it is an herbicide geared only towards grasses. It won't affect any broadleaf items. So you can use it in like in a rose garden or in one of the flower gardens, you can use it there as long as you don't have any grass-like flowers that are there.
Right.
So you got to be a little bit careful. But that's really the only thing. What we've done before is an old remedy that my mom taught me, 40 years ago, is, especially with like strawberries, is you take old newspaper, you lift up the strawberry plants, you put the newspaper down,
yeah,
and then you come over the top of the newspaper with like wheat straw just to hold it down.
Yeah.
And it's not going to kill them necessarily.
Right.
But it's just going to cause them to wilt and die because of the lack of sunlight.
Yeah, how about
then the newspaper and wheat straw, all that's compostable. So when the season's over with, you just till it in.
You're right. There's no point in going for like weed carpet, or that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to.
You can. There's no reason you can't go in with like the black weed barrier stuff. The only drawback is that at the end of the year, you got to take it up.
Yeah.
Which means you got to pull your plants up. Then you got to pull that up because most of that is not compostable and is not going to degrade.
Sure. Okay. Well, answers my farming questions of the day.
Yeah. So. Well, then we can take off early, can't we?
We got other things to talk about.
Okay.
The thing is, this is to demonstrate Jeff Hastings' knowledge of plant life. So that if you're having an issue, even if you didn't buy the plants from Jeff,
right,
just come into the store. Burke Brothers Hardware in Raleigh. This is Making Your Home Great, FM 92.9, AM 680, WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Making Your Home Great on WPTF, Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware, and we're not quite done with the discussion. I've got a couple of tomato plants. Do you have tomato plants in your store?
We do. We still have a big selection of tomato plants.
And does it make sense to put them in now?
It does. It's absolutely okay. You're going to have to make sure that you water them well.
Yes.
But the reason that a lot of people don't necessarily do it per se. A, they're getting ready to go on vacation. They don't have to worry about it. But tomatoes, once they think that it's wrong to do it because with tomatoes especially, when daytime temperatures are about 90 or 95 degrees on average, the tomato is not going to flower because its main purpose is to put forth seed into the next generation. And through mutations, it knows that putting a fruit out there in mid-June or July is not a great time to do it. But if you do it now, if you plant the plant now, then come late July, August, when the temperatures start to break a little bit, then all of a sudden, boom, you got some great tomatoes going on a plant that's not that old.
Wow. Okay. Because as you just mentioned, there's discounts now on plants.
That's right.
And you can put them in. We don't know what the fall's going to look like. We don't know when the first cold snap is at all.
Yeah, the first frost for us is usually about Halloween.
Yeah.
But if you look over the last few years, whether it's the cycle of the earth or whether it's climate change or whatever you want to call it, it's getting warmer quicker and staying warmer later. So,
I always blame the Chinese.
Okay.
Just because CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, the people, I don't blame them. I think it's them.
Yeah. Right.
But all right. So the rest of the store.
Well, the rest of the store is good, but I will say that if you do want to do something in the garden, now is the time to start to plant pumpkin seeds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now is a good time for pumpkins. If you want to do some gourds, you can do gourds. But now is a perfect time to start pumpkins so that you can have ready for Halloween.
And for a fella in Johnston County with nothing but clay, I really have to dig a big, big, big hole and modify the soil, right?
Well, a little bit, yes, sir.
I mean, the pumpkin's not going to grow where I live.
Well, I mean, they Then they do like the mountains a lot better than they like it down here.
Okay.
There are some pumpkin fields around here, some pick your own fields that
right.
do rather well, but it does prefer a little bit more of a loamy soil.
Yeah.
And you do need to add a little bit of, again, you need to add a little bit of hydrated lime because they do like more of an alkaline soil versus an acidic soil.
Okay.
But
I'm considering renting a backhoe and going to town on my yard.
Okay.
It's a dream of mine. You know,
Just make sure you call 811 first.
I got to make sure there's no electric lines.
That's right.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. No cable lines as well.
Yeah.
We're talking to Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware on making your home great. So you have got a lot packed into a small location.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. I mean, you've got how many items in your store? Just
About 44,000 SKUs.
44,000. Yeah. I would bet a lot of those are fairly small.
There are a lot of nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
That does skew the...
Skew
the number.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
So,
but when you walk into Burke Brothers Hardware, it is not like walking into the traditional store, the big box.
Right.
In what way?
Well, first of all, within about 15 feet, you're going to get greeted.
Yeah.
And you're going to get asked how we can help you. And yeah. barring... like this past week, we had a couple of employees that were out sick, so we were short, and yeah. unfortunately, we did sort of have to point where people needed to go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if we are to the point where we have to do that, we're also on the radio getting somebody to meet John Doe
yeah.
in that area, and we're going to be there expediently to make sure that that we don't leave anybody guessing on what they need or what they want.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
you've created your company in a way where service is first.
Right, and luckily we inherited that from the Burke family.
Yeah,
we do it, and I'd like to think that they sold us the store in part because we have the same philosophy that customer service is number one. Period.
Right. And didn't you work at Burke Brothers?
Yeah, I was there for about 4 years before I bought the store.
Wow.
So.
Okay, that's very cool. Of course, Burke Brothers has been in the same location since?
1936.
1936.
Yep, 89 years old. We will have our 90th anniversary next May.
You never thought of renaming it?
No, because,
say you've been there for 90 years.
Right, and it's also like the when we get phone calls from people
yeah.
that want us to like change credit card companies, or they want us to do this, or they want us to do that,
yes,
the name of the store is just like a lot of the other things that we do. That part of the ship ain't broken. I don't need to fix it.
Yeah, okay.
There's enough things that we work on, like back to our website.
Yeah,
our website was broken. It was
really?
Just it was a great website at the time, and
yeah.
it did some great things.
Yeah,
but when it was created. There was no Amazon, mm-hmm. there wasn't any of this. The e-commerce side of things was just it was not part of the program.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're trying to get forth is a better representation of the store as it sits now, and then also making sure that people can do, on the e-commerce side,
right.
that they can eventually get it to where it's purchase and pick up in the store
yeah.
type stuff. So,
oh, that would be good. That would be good.
Yeah,
you're not gonna. So. I doubt you're gonna ship.
We don't. Well, we have shipped stuff.
Yeah.
You sort of go back to the grill side of things. We have shipped stuff before.
Yeah.
But usually that's done more on the phone.
Yeah.
Just because the scale we are. We're pretty concerned about scammers.
Oh, yeah.
And so, we always get the obligatory email twice a month that says, hey, do you accept credit cards? And, oh, by the way, do you ship to Australia?
Yeah.
It's like,
Do you?
No.
No, okay.
But that's also the same email that comes in that the lady in Africa just, her husband died.
Oh, my gosh.
Inherited $14 billion.
I need help getting this money out of the country.
Yes, so if you kindly send me $5,000, I'll send you $1 million.
Well, I got a couple of emails or texts this week. One was from, again, the Department of Traffic.
Yep, DOT.
DOT sent me some stuff.
I got mine.
I think if you didn't get one, it would be a surprise.
That's right.
And I got a new one. Oh, my gosh, what is it? Something to do with, a bank transfer from a bank I don't use.
Yes.
And they wanted me to text a Y. Never text a Y. Never call them. But if you do, accidentally, don't say the word yes, ever.
Right, ever.
All right. So we're with Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware on WPTF.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcast, available wherever you get your podcast, and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
With Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware, FM 92.9, AM 680, WPTF. Burke Brothers and WPTF, we're talking about two long-standing companies.
That's right.
It's a good thing that you're where you are. Was it always so close to NC State, or was it, you know what I mean, the NC State grew?
I was going to say, we've gotten closer only because NC State has grown to come closer to us. I mean, like, if you go back to the, and I should know it, going to state as long as I did and going to football games. But, you know, it got closer now that Carter Finley Stadium is two blocks away versus when it was on Riddick Stadium on campus. So, yeah, we're getting closer only because they're growing. We're not moving, that's for sure.
And you got the vet science
The vet school
area.
There. Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's really cool. Yeah. Tell me the address of the location for folks who are going to, you know, check it out.
Right. It's 5227 Hillsborough Street. It's on the corner of Hillsborough Street and Powell.
And if you've driven from a certain direction and you get to Roofworks, you might have driven by it.
You just, if you are coming from the Beltline and you get to Roofworks, you just passed us on the left.
Just to use the parking lot, turn around and come back.
Holly won't mind.
Holly will. Nobody at Roofworks is going to mind. You do get a lot of business from students.
We do. We are about 60% commercial, and that part of that commercial is students, because here, you know, obviously we encourage everybody to come on in today for Father's Day. We have a lot of selection, a lot of stuff, last minute gifts for fathers, and want to wish everybody out there that's a father a happy Father's Day. And we will be closed tomorrow. We close for Father's Day. One of the few we close for Mother's Day and Father's Day. So that the employees can be with their families. But, you know, once this gets done, then we gear up a little bit for the 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
But once the 4th of July is in the rearview mirror, we really gear up towards the students coming back, because a lot of the rental companies do business with us, and they'll get the apartments and the houses, the rental housing.
Right.
They'll get it refurbished and ready for the kids to come back to school in August.
That wasn't my experience when I went to school. The guy I rented the house from, it was essentially a balsa wood house. You know,
I lived in the same house, I think.
Right. You could see through the walls practically. You know, you definitely knew when the wind blew. But some rental companies will take care of their properties.
Right. And
buying a bunch of paint.
Right. And you know, We will be sort of cautious on as far as who we will extend accounts to, because we don't want to be associated with some of those people, I'll say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the companies that we deal with are fine, upstanding rental companies that take care of their tenants.
Good.
And part of, to your point about that, is because they are refurbishing every year.
Yeah.
You know, they'll come in for Benmore paint to redo that. They're buying new mini blinds.
Yeah.
They're making sure the plumbing is updated and ready to go. And so, you know, it's a big time to to be in West Raleigh. It's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like living down the ocean. The tide goes out during the summer when the kids leave, but then come August, the tide comes back in, and all of a sudden we've got 30,000 additional people in town, you know, for the next 9 months.
That's exactly right. And it's a wonderful location. You're not far from the fairgrounds.
Right.
You can throw baseball to the fairgrounds, but you've been encouraged not to.
That's right, yeah. Flying objects don't they don't work well in case you don't. If you fall short and it comes in contact with a windshield, you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's a bad thing. Yeah, but you know, you're in that busy location. They've redone the roads.
They are redoing the roads.
They are?
Redoing, yes.
Oh, good
heavens. Blue Ridge Road is not done yet. And we have people ask me all the time if we've been impacted. And when they closed Hillsborough Street for about 9 months or a year, we were doing okay, and I didn't think we were impacted.
Yeah.
But then when they opened Hillsborough Street back up, our business went up about 9% the first month. So I said, well, maybe we were impacted. And I know we're impacted with Blue Ridge because people don't understand that Hillsborough Street is wide open.
Yes.
And they just, you know, they don't like construction. So you know, in the term that I've heard is, I think people are going through construction fatigue in trying to get to the store. But we're still there. We're easy to get to. Those people that come will see that, yes, our parking lot has a barricade in the middle of it. Because we have an entrance. Yeah. We have an entrance on Powell, and we have an entrance on Hillsborough Street.
Yeah.
And now that they put a temporary stoplight up at Powell and Hillsborough, people coming down Powell, if they see the red light and the barricade's not there, they will come through they'll cut through our parking lot to avoid the stoplight.
Not a good idea.
Yeah, and the problem is they get about halfway through the parking lot and they start looking westbound on Hillsborough Street to see if somebody's coming.
Yeah.
And they're not looking at the store to see if somebody is by chance walking out the door. And we've had our car almost hit twice.
Yes.
And we've had customers that have narrowly escaped getting hit either in their car or walking. So people get frustrated and they complain that the parking lot's blocked off. However, just like, you know, service is number one, safety is also number one.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't mean that we can't move it for a truck and trailer, as we've done many times. But that's it. That's what it's there for. And, you know, we're going to long term, we got to. It will all depend for us on whether that stoplight stays. If it becomes a permanent stoplight, then we will probably add some like additional speed bumps in the lot. But but it's just about safety for us.
And it's about the knuckleheads who are going to abuse the privilege.
That's right.
They see a red light and they're just going to cut through.
Yeah,
which is wrong. All right, so you will sharpen lawn tools or any kind of tools.
Yeah, just any kind of tool or knife, as long as it's not a serrated knife.
Okay.
We do not, the only thing that we have discontinued recently is we don't like to do scissors.
Yeah.
And that's because most of the scissors that come in were their grandmother's scissors.
Oh.
That even today, that brand is hundreds of dollars fabric scissors type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And instead, we've got a card for a gentleman that's out at the state fairgrounds. I mean, the state farmers market. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's out there 2 or 3 days, and we actually took a pair of my mother's scissors out there.
Mm-hmm.
They were in decent shape, but I wasn't endeared to the scissors a lot because we don't do much with fabric. But I wanted to make sure it passed my muster before doing it. And he did a great job. And so, but we'll sharpen, you know, and we'll gladly give his name out. But, you know, we sharpen everything, chainsaws, you know, mauls, axes, scissors, hedge clippers.
Machete. Yeah.
We'll do it all. And usually, you know, we can do it and have it back to you the next day. So it's not a long turnaround.
I shouldn't have mentioned machetes. In this day and age, I should not have mentioned machetes.
We sell on the landscaping side.
Yeah,
we sell probably about 15 or so machetes a month.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they doing with it?
Well, if they're in an area, most people, if they haven't had a landscaper before and they hire a landscaper, it's because a lot of things are overgrown.
Yeah,
and you know, a lot of landscapers still prefer, rather than having something electric, that is non-discriminatory on what it cuts down.
Yeah, yeah.
They prefer to do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah. There's nobody growing, you know, sugar cane around here.
No.
A little surprised at the machete.
Yeah.
Machete sales.
It is. So we run reports every month on what sells and what doesn't sell.
And Very good.
It is amazing some of the things that we that lead the sales. You think that WD-40 would be the biggest seller that we have?
Yeah.
And it's not. I mean, there's a caulk item, a kitchen and bath caulk, which is number one, which I thought would be up there, but you know that's number one right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll
help people through plumbing issues.
Yes, or through any project.
Yeah.
But we will, you know. But to your point about plumbing, anybody that's listening, if you have an issue with a toilet, the number one thing I suggest is take the top off the tank and take a picture of the inside of your toilet.
Yeah.
Because there's probably about six major manufacturers of toilets. And none of them like each other.
Well, they hate each other, apparently.
So in order to be great competition with each other, every single one manufactures their toilets different.
Yep.
So it's not, you know, it's not one size fits all with toilets, for sure.
And honestly, that's the way the rest of the world works, too.
Right.
You know, air conditioning companies, they're not interchangeable parts.
Right, exactly.
Although a toilet is something that is so old. I mean, the concept of it is so old. You would have thought, we've taken it as far as we can.
Yeah. Oh no.
No.
Oh.
They and keep advancing.
And if somebody comes in and they've got a question about a toilet, and they don't have a picture, I'll say, "How old is it?"
Oh yeah.
And if it's over 30 years old, okay, you've probably got an American Standard. That's because they were the biggest ones out there at the time.
Yep.
But if they say, "Oh, it's 5 or 6 years old," I'm like, here's my card, and my cards have my cell phone number on it.
Yeah.
And I say, here's my card, go home, take a picture, and text it to me.
Yeah.
And I will have up front what you need when you get back.
Wow. I mean, I don't know where to look for a brand on the toilet. I've never seen an American Standard on my toilet.
Yeah. Some of the companies, when you lift the tank up, it'll be stamped on the inside.
Okay.
But yeah, it's interesting. You would think that, like a Moen toilet, I'll say.
Yeah.
You would think right there on the lid they would put their name. Because if you go to somebody's house and it's a really nice looking toilet and you're getting ready to redo your house, wouldn't you want to know who's.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's just, it'd be free advertising, I would think. But. Maybe that's why I'm not in the toilet business.
You're kind of toilet adjacent. I hate to say
that's
that.
Right. Yep.
At one time you talk about American Standard. One time we did Triangle Trader on this radio broadcast.
Right. Yep.
I remember. On Sundays.
Yep.
And I was doing it, and a woman called up, and she had, of course, secondhand. Everything was secondhand. She had 26. Powder blue American Standard toilet seats. And that's just the way she described it. I didn't know what it was till the end. And then she said, my second item is, and I, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. You think you're going to find somebody with 26 American Standard elongated toilets, but no seats? She says, yeah, I might. But it's the way it is.
It is.
All right.
We call that hoarders nowadays.
We do. Well, I made a business out of hoarders during the Triangle Trader days. All right. Jeff Hastings is here from Burke Brothers Hardware. Our number is 919-860-9783. 919-860-9783. Go ahead, call up with a question. This is Making Your Home Great.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Making Your Home Great on WPTF, that's FM 92.9, AM 680. WPTF News, Talk, Traffic, and Hardware. Not all the time. Sorry, Jeff.
Well, no, but for an hour, once a month.
Every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about... You've got some plants that are about to go, like, as of Monday,
yep,
on half price.
That's right.
Because most people put in plants early.
Well, it's a kind of a twofold thing.
Yeah.
It's people are putting in plants early.
Mm-hmm.
And for the plants that are still in the little four packs or little 4-inch pots,
yeah,
we then have to water them. We're not going to let them die.
Right.
And
right.
So we're watering them, you know, a couple of times a day. So
yeah,
it's a cost issue for us at some point in time because
yeah,
I'm paying somebody and I'm paying the city of Raleigh for their water.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just time for that season to be done. It's kind of like Christmas trees.
Yes.
You know, if you sell Christmas trees, that's all fine and dandy. But on December 26th, chances are not many people want a Christmas tree. So
actually, December 20th.
Right. That's
you
right.
You know, come on.
That's right.
Put them in the wood chipper.
Yeah.
Make mulch out of it. Okay. For gardeners, you have actual peat moss.
Yeah, we have peat moss, which last year was really scarce, but we've got peat moss.
Yeah.
We have all of the soil amendments. We have a soil conditioner. And then, you know, for this time of year, especially the perennials,
yeah,
we've got all kinds of mulches, hardwood, pine, cypress, cedar, and lava rock. A lot of people, you know, and
really?
If you go around to Bojangles, you see the red rock that's around their planters. That's lava rock. And we've got red lava rock if you like that look.
Yep.
And then all kinds of stone. Some people like stone as a mulch, which is fine. It's not my favorite personally because it's so permanent and it
not
doesn't
mine.
Degrade. So, but we have, you know, we got from gravel up to large pond pebbles.
Yeah.
We have that as well. So now is the time to put in a late fertilization for your yard or doing it for the vegetable gardens.
Yes.
You know, we use... At the store, we use Miracle-Gro in a water-soluble.
Yeah.
That's what we water the plants with once a week out there just to make sure they're getting something other than water.
Right. Right. Well, of course, and you have, you know, in those little packs, there's very little soil there.
Right. That's right. Yeah. So we're taking care of them. But I mean, it's a great, the plants are fine. They're healthy.
Yeah.
Anything that's not healthy, I dispose of. And, you know, it's still a good time to be out there and do it. And
all right. Now, I'm taking a chance on this.
Okay.
Will a 6-inch or 12-inch tomato plant mature and give me tomatoes in time?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When you put the tomato in, usually it's about 60 days for you to harvest tomatoes.
Right.
And so you just look out the calendar and, you know, or June 14th, August 14th is 60 days away. So
yes.
And then it starts to cool down. So, yeah, even after August, you got another 2.5 months of growing weather.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, and we don't get much in, but a lot of people in the fall, we carry some tomatoes that the seed, the greenhouses are just now planting them.
Yes.
Or they'll start planting them, I guess, about mid-July, but... We'll actually get more tomatoes in late August for people that want fall tomatoes. Because you put it in, you still got a 60 or 90 day window before.
Right.
You know, they'll do that in squash are the two big things people will plant in the fall that are outside the norm.
Zucchini will grow in that,
it will. Yeah, zucchini
that period
will grow.
Of time.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I personally, and my neighbor, because I gave him some plants, I'm going to have the largest collection of zucchini in North Carolina. Zucchini farms won't have as many zucchini. Does anybody grow zucchini in a farm for commercial business? Because in my neighborhood, everybody's got them in. Nobody's going to buy them.
Yeah, zucchini, one of the biggest things I see or hear about is there's a squash ratatouille that's made.
Yeah.
And they use... These, of course, the yellow, either crook or straight neck, and then they'll also use zucchini, and they'll use tomatoes in their ratatouille.
And then
there's always zucchini bread.
Zucchini bread, right, right. Yeah. Make the zucchini bread and then freeze it, and you can thaw it out and don't even tell people it's got zucchini in it.
Right.
Because we're finding it's almost like opening a cupboard door. Oh my gosh, you're right. I got zucchini in here.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Well, and pick them early.
That's right. You don't let them fully
10 inches. Yeah. 8 inches.
Yeah. They'll really start to lose that. All the squash will start to lose flavor once it gets about 6 to 8 inches in length. It's just like cucumbers. You know, there are some varieties that are called, like, one's called a yard long. Cucumbers, yes. A good picking, fresh picking cucumber is great about 8 inches.
Yeah, okay.
But once it gets about 12 inches, it's all water and no meat, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're learning. It's funny because this is the show where I learn something every single time. We've talked how many times? I mean,
well, that means I got to keep
dozens.
That means I got to keep coming back, doesn't it?
You got to keep coming back because there's so many things I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Any pests that are kicking up? I think the bumblebees have already found their place to live.
Yeah. The ones that carve into the wood, they're already there.
Yeah.
It is starting at the time you got to really worry about yellow jackets.
Mm-hmm.
We had one right in the – we had a yellow jacket nest that was right in the middle of the yard.
Mm.
A lot of times people think of it in like a flower bed or, you know, under some pine straw. But they don't care where they decide to make their house. And so,
right.
You know, they made one where a tree used to be. And they made it – the rotting stump is where they decided to make their home. So, but we've got plenty of – there's a difference in – what I'll say, there's a difference between a bee killer and a yellow jacket killer.
Yeah.
The yellow jacket killer actually foams up like shaving cream does.
Mm.
And so what happens is you spray it into the hole around dusk.
Right.
When most of the bees are in there, of course, when you spray it with that, they all get ticked off and try to fly out to sting you. But they'll hit that foam, and that's what's going to knock them down and kill them. Whereas with a normal spray, the spray is going to be around the outside of the hole, but they're still going to fly through it and come out at you.
And we're going to leave the pollinators alone.
Yes. The honeybees, please leave alone.
All right. Tell me about your telephone number. How do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, 919-851-1211.
And you are at?
At 5227 Hillsborough Street, 7 days a week.
All right. This is Making Your Home Great. Making Your Home Great on WPTF, FM 92.9, AM 680. News, talk, traffic. Holly Bowers is here from Roofworks. Great to have you here.
Yeah, good to have you here on a Saturday.
It's actually kind of nice to be somewhere with air conditioning is what it is.
It's like hot outside and cold in here.
Yeah.
I'm used to that.
It's funny because I have not gone out in the morning and felt cool air for as long as I can remember. Honestly,
it's been pretty mild, though, but it's getting hot now.
You say it's mild.
It has been, but the past week or two, it's been right back to North Carolina summer weather.
Yeah. All right, so how's the roofing business?
It's going good.
Yeah?
Going good.
We've had just enough rain that people have noticed dripping
and
leaks.
Yeah, leaks, yep. Chasing leaks, as always.
And you
had a couple interesting situations pop up.
Well, tell me about them. Please.
I know, because I was just advocating, because tomorrow is the Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and you know how I'm on here talking about fraud and scams that, and I think it's important that we talk about that because they're some of the ones that get targeted the most. But we had this woman; she's an older woman, and Derwin's good friends with her insurance agent, so. Essentially, what's happened is she's had about 8 different storm companies come out and get on a roof, tell her that she, you know, has storm damage. She needs to file a claim. 8 companies. So the insurance agent called Derwin and said, "Hey, this is what's going on. Can you guys get out there and take a look at it?" And so we definitely went out and did a roof inspection, and there was no damage whatsoever on her roof. They were trying to get her to put a claim in so they could replace her roof, and 8 companies were saying she has storm damage, and she absolutely did not have storm damage. So
how do 8 companies know about this one lady?
I don't know, and that's why I said I'm on here talking about it because these are the stories that happen. So luckily they did get us out. We were honest about it, didn't find anything.
Yeah.
She didn't have to file a claim, but they were definitely strong-arming her and pushing her into saying she had damage. She didn't know any different. She was frazzled, confused, didn't know what to do. So we came out there and helped her out and just told her the truth and let the insurance company know that that's not the case and she does not need to file a claim and this is what it is.
Some of the time, it's because the neighborhood has had hail or high winds or whatever, or a half a mile away there was a tornado. But I'll bet you some of the times it's like you say, there's absolutely no reason for somebody climbing on that roof because there's nothing, no effect.
I know. And what I'm seeing a lot is people posting up like, hey, you know, your insurance company is wrong. Don't listen to them. Let us help you. We can push these claims through. We got an email from some company this week coming through spam talking about churches. Like, you have a church roof, we can help push the claim through. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, now you're targeting churches? Like, come on, guys. Like, this is just, it's over the top.
All right. So teach me or tell me how we can tell that RoofWorks is a totally legit company.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're not gonna file a claim or tell you to file a claim if there's not legitimate damage. We understand on the back end what happens when you file claims. As you probably just saw in the news that popped up last week, that across the state, there's been an increase in homeowners insurance dues for everybody.
Right.
So everybody got hit because these claims keep coming through the pipeline. Insurance has to recoup cost. We're not going to be a part of that. So if you have legitimate damage and there's a sense for you to file a claim and it's legit, of course, we're going to help you through it. We're not going to overcharge you. We're going to be honest with you. We're going to make sure that everything is legitimate. The price is legitimate. It's fair. And we're going to help you through that process. But if you don't have any damage, we are not going to partake in that at all.
And it's just about like when
you to file a claim if you do not have damage. That's not our game. We are not going to be a part of that. And we're going to keep advocating against that.
They're the same kind of people who are texting you and saying that the DMV, you know, needs $15 from you.
Yeah, you know what's funny is we were talking about that DMV scam on the show. And then that very next Monday, guess what we got? A bunch of text messages from DMV scams.
Oh, man.
Crazy stuff. I had a property manager reach out to me this week. And
one
of her HOAs, the bank, got frauded. Their bank account got frauded, so she's been cleaning that up. And I mean, it's frustrating, but it's real. This stuff is really happening. And I just told her we're going to keep talking about it until, you know, this stuff comes to light and things get done and they start doing things to help prevent this stuff from happening.
Now, there's that fraction of our audience. It's a small fraction who are saying, well, she just doesn't want competition. She just doesn't want competition from out of state. Isn't there also a segment of this fraud that doesn't even include roofing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's across the board. It's health insurance. It's homeowners insurance. It's banking fraud. It's across the board. It's everywhere.
But
every single industry is dealing with it right now.
But if you sign with somebody and you even put a deposit down on, you know, materials, is there a possibility you're not getting a new roof? I mean, you're not getting a new roof because these guys aren't roofers.
Yeah, I mean,
they're scammers.
Yeah, they're take your money. I mean, like I talked about before, it's very, very simple to go file an articles of incorporation to set up a company. It's very easy to do that. It's very easy to get yourself in financial trouble and dissolve that company and go open a new one and you run from that situation.
Yeah.
You're seeing these companies come in, they're lasting 2 years, they're out because guess what? They got to file taxes, they've got to do the workers' comp audits.
Oh, yeah.
They're not legit and they're not going to make it because they're not legit. They're paying people under the table. There's so much stuff happening. People are branching out, starting new companies, thinking they could do it better. It's just, it's a lot. That's why you have to be careful, because if it's this new bright and shiny armor, doesn't necessarily mean they know what they're doing. It takes a lot to run a business and have a very stable company. And that's what you need to look for.
RoofWorks has been around for how long?
Yeah, it's 19 years this year. And like I said, I will sit here and I will stand strong about this. Will and Derwin are two very grounded, solid men. They have done everything right. They've earned this the right way. They have not practiced in anything that was going to be malicious or vengeful to any homeowners or any company.
Right.
They've absolutely done RoofWorks right. They stand behind their values, and they protect the homeowners. They protect the employees. They've provided insurance, health insurance. They've provided paychecks. And legitimately, I can say that this is an awesome company because these guys have done everything the way they're supposed to do it.
Can you tell me a story about somebody who you know specifically has had fraud against them?
Yeah, well, like I told you, I just talked about my property manager. I mean, they're dealing with bank fraud with the HOA. We had actually did have a situation come up with this elderly woman. One of our customers was dealing with her trust. She was an old elderly woman in bad health, and she had a contractor come in. He ended up, all said and done, taking about $500,000 worth of money from her for repairs and maintenance that was done on her house that shouldn't have been anywhere close to that cost. It was very modest, 2,000 square foot home. None of that stuff should have cost what it cost, but she didn't know any better. She trusted him, and he essentially took most of her life savings, and it's horrible.
Good heavens.
Horrible.
All right. Well, there's not a pit deep enough to bury them in. This is all I'm saying.
I know, and that's why I said we talk about this, because I just don't like people taking advantage of people like that. It's not right if you're gonna set up your business model, and that's what you're doing. If you're doing this for the money, that's not the way to go.
We're gonna teach people right now to figure out whether a place has proper insurance. Because that's a gateway. You know, if you don't have proper insurance, you're probably a knucklehead anyway.
Yeah. And with workers' comp, I mean, workers' comp is very expensive. Yeah. And you have to report on that. You get audited annually. You got to report all your payroll.
Yeah.
You need to report and pay monthly. I mean, it's you have to be legitimate in order to qualify for that. And what happens is you start a company and then you get that audit a year afterwards, right?
Yes.
And then you can't provide that information, so that company dissolves because they can't provide it. They've paid under the table, and that's why you see them starting another LLC.
But there's a workman's comp, which, by the way,
It's general liability and
general liability and workman's comp. There's something else if they're going to send people onto your roof. And what is that?
Yeah, well, that's the workman's comp. And you have to be insured for roofing. So if you have a company that is not insured for roofing and you have somebody on that roof, they happen to fall off and get hurt or get killed, and they don't have workers' comp, the homeowner can actually be liable for that. So if that family wants to sue the homeowner for those injuries, and the homeowner is going to be liable because they didn't do their homework and check to make sure that that company was actually insured.
So we've got to have roofing insurance.
Yes, and it has to be specifically for roofing.
And
like if you see gutter companies going out and doing roof work, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're insured for roofing. So that's why I said just be very, very careful. Ask the right questions. Do your homework. Make sure that paperwork is provided.
Right.
Call these insurance companies. Call your own insurance company. If someone's trying to tell you to file a claim, figure out what the repercussions are of that. What's going to happen to your rates if you do file a claim? How is that going to affect you long term?
Yeah.
Is your roof 20 years old? I mean, that's going to come with a very significant price. You might think, hey, they're covering it right now, but you're going to pay for it on the back end.
Yeah. And there is a way to you contact the insurance company. The paperwork that you've been provided is by, let's say, Nationwide. I have no idea whether they do that insurance or not, but it's Nationwide. You pick up the phone, you call Nationwide, and you tell them the name of the company. You say they're about to do business. Do they have the right insurance to go up on my roof.
Correct. Because what also can happen is they can pay their premium up front and mm-hmm. furnish a certificate, but mm-hmm. then actually the next month they don't pay their premium, which means that they're not covered.
Right.
So just because you have that piece of paper doesn't necessarily mean that they actually have the coverage. I've seen people go in and falsify it from Adobe. They've gone in there and changed the dates, and they've made edits to that certificate. That certificate should come directly from the insurance company. Do not let anybody else give that to you.
Yeah.
Because the insurance company needs to be the one to provide that.
Very good. Holly Bowers from RoofWorks is here on Making Your Home Great, FM 92.9, AM 680, WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Making Your Home Great on WPTF with Holly Bowers of RoofWorks. And we're still commiserating, sort of, you know, just shaking our heads saying, there really are people like this?
Yeah.
That rip people off with no conscience at all.
I know. And the big thing is, I mean, you have to think about this. If you got somebody coming out, they're young. A lot of these people that are pushing these insurance claims, they don't even own real estate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what it's like to have your insurance premiums increase and your mortgage payment go up every month because you have to pay for all this stuff on the back end. And they're sitting here saying, you need this and you need that. Well, do they even know the cost it takes and the responsibility it takes to actually keep up with a home that's an asset that they have invested in? They don't. They're not even there yet in their life. So taking advice from someone that doesn't even understand what it's like to own real estate, it's a very – you should question that, because that's probably not the best person you should be, you know, getting the best opinion from.
Very cool. All right. Holly, we're talking about fraud, but let's move straight into good stuff. You guys do really great jobs. What's the breadth of and depth of RoofWorks roofing skill?
Gosh, if we talk about that, we've got our team is skilled in many different facets. So when you talk about roofing, there's many different types of roof systems that are installed or repaired. So everybody kind of has their niche. You've got the team that knows low slope, which is the membranes.
Right.
You've got a team that knows coating, that knows shingles, that know cedar, metal, slate, tile. So there's many different types. And that's the thing, is you don't have one that's a jack of all trades.
Right.
Because if you've been working on low slope for the past 20 plus years, then that's going to be your niche. That's what you know.
Sure.
Just because they're a roofer in low slope doesn't mean that they know shingles. So that's kind of one of those things where you have to make sure that you got the right team coming out. That's their specialty, per se. And that's for us. When people call, we ask a lot of questions because we need to make sure that we get the right people out there to do the proper assessment that actually knows what type of roof system that you have.
And I can get metal gutters. I can get copper gutters I really want to dig deep.
Yeah, and copper, I mean, with gutter systems, there's many different types too, because you've got your basic K-style aluminum gutters with the hidden hangers. You have a 5-inch, you have a 6-inch. The downspouts can come in 2x3 or 3x4. We prefer to always put a 3x4 downspout on any gutter system because it's bigger.
Yeah.
Which in turn can carry more water flow off that roof and get it away from the house.
Right.
You've got half round gutter systems that you can get in all different types of metals. You can do copper, you can do zinc, you can do stainless, 032. That's more of a high end product, but that half round gutter system it's a beautiful system. And it, works on some, doesn't work on others. You've got an inlaid gutter system. You've got box gutters for commercial properties that we custom fabricate in our own sheet metal shop.
Right. And when you think about, for instance, copper, if you're not picking up the phone and ordering from Taipei or Xinzhou province, you're not ordering a copper gutter from there. You're getting the sheets and making.
Yeah, a lot of our stuff is custom fabricated at the office. And the one thing, if you do copper gutters, you want everything else that's metal on that roof to also be copper, because you don't want aluminum drip edge on a copper gutter.
No.
And you want, most of the time, if you see copper, you're going to have copper flashings, copper valley. Everything is going to flow so it all matches and it's all the same type of metals.
And an installer would need to know a good bit about putting it in, because, of course, you don't want to mess up the look of the copper.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I mean, you know, the expense of a piece of copper, I don't even want
to
think
about
it.
It's very, very expensive.
Although nowadays you can pound out pennies, because they're worthless.
Yeah, and as you can see, though, copper, I mean, it lasts a very long time. It's a beautiful product. It looks great, especially on certain type of roof systems. So with the high-end roofs, we say if you're going to go with that high-end roof system, go with copper, because you're not only putting like a slate roof on, you want to make sure that you get a metal that's going to last the life of that roof too.
And generally, are people letting them age and patina?
Oh yeah, that's the best part about copper, is when it does patina. It's nice and shiny and raw when it's new, but it will patina over time, and that's what makes it beautiful.
See, when we got the Statue of Liberty from the French, we weren't told that at all. We should have taken that thing back after about 3 years.
No.
It says shine it up.
No, that's what makes it so great, though, to see how long it's lasted. I mean, it just shows you that covers, it's a forever product almost. Yeah.
All right, so you do high end. Let's bring it back down to guys like me. I grew up in a three-tab house. I didn't know it was a three-tab house, but that's what it was. Three-tab house, and those shingles are still available.
They are, but nowadays, I mean, we always want you to upgrade to the architectural style, because it's thicker, it's a better product, and it's going to last longer. So three tabs are more vulnerable to, you know, storms, things like that. That the good thing, like we've talked about with technology, is that they are enhancing these products so that when we do have these storms, we're not going to have so many roofs that try to get claims on them or damage, because those roofs are going to hold up a lot better.
Visually, what is the difference between the three tab and architectural?
So the three tab is meant, it looks almost like slate or like wood. It's just, you know, the flat surface, versus the architectural is a dimensional shingle. So it has more dimension. It's got more of an architectural style to it.
It's thicker.
It is thicker, and it's just, it looks different.
So. And there are areas that are thicker than others. So it imitates more shingles. No? Yes?
So it...
Well, a three-tab shingles,
it's just,
you look
flat.
At, when it's installed, it looks
it
like...
It looks like slate, kind
it
of.
It looks like three different pieces of...
It does, yeah. And it does, yeah. The architectural has more pieces on it. So, and like I said, as you upgrade through these different shingle types and different products, some of them are definitely thicker than others, and they're going to last longer.
Are people going for color these days?
Yeah, I mean, color is a big deal. The roof can make or break your house. And I always say, especially if you've got like fiber cement siding and you're looking to paint the house eventually, think about a color that's going to go with that, because you don't want to put a roof on and then you go to paint it 5 years later and realize that those two don't go together.
Yeah.
So always be thinking forward when it comes to that.
I really wanted a greenish roof for my house. My wife shouted me down.
Yeah, well, see, that would have
kind of... You know what she said was, we talked about this and you're not getting that.
But it would have, I guess, limited your options when it came to siding colors.
It would, yeah. All right, we're talking with Holly Bowers of Roofworks. We're going to talk about repairs. Can people actually repair a roof when it started leaking and avoid replacing the whole thing? That's coming up next on WPTF, FM 92.9, AM 680.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF, FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts, available wherever you get your podcasts, and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
I'm learning things every day. every day. We have a podcast. In fact, we're now on a podcast. I don't know how we did that, but we're on a podcast now. And you just go to WPTF.com and hear it. Yui, don't you have a podcast?
Yeah, we do. We have another one. We bring our team in so that we can talk specifically about certain topics that we bring up on the show. And I just try to bring in our team that is more specific towards those certain facets.
It's a video podcast?
It's we record it here. It's
audio.
Same thing like this, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. But
yeah, it just helps us get more in depth with our team and what we specialize in, and just more the same thing we're doing here, advocating for homeowners, getting them good advice, and just trying to get them pointed in the right direction.
That's wonderful.
Education is key.
We're talking with Holly Bowers of Roofworks on WPTF, Making Your Home Great. And I'm going to offer you a Cape Fear Seafood Company gift certificate. Not to you, Holly. Sorry, I can't do that. But if you've got a question for Holly, call up. We'll make it worth your while. You'll get a correct answer, and you can get a $25 gift certificate to Cape Fear Seafood Company. Mention my name, Dave Alexander, and they will give you absolutely free a totally blank stare. They don't know who I am. I've eaten there a couple of times. I really have. It's good food. Both the places that we hand out gift certificates to, I've sampled. I didn't use a gift certificate. I pay real money. People pay real money to have the roof replaced. Sometimes they might have been able to squeeze a few more years out of it.
Yeah. I mean, we see that a lot. It's kind of just like that lady that I talked about at the beginning of the show that was getting pressured into having to replace the roof, file a claim.
Yes.
A lot of situations, you don't necessarily need to. They're just pushing you into replacement. But really, you can get repairs done, get 5+ more years out, and give yourself time to budget. And it's just our model. We have a huge service team, and that's why we're not going to push replacements on you in every scenario, because it's not the case.
Right.
If we can get 5 more years out of your roof and help you come up with a good plan to budget for it, that's absolutely what we're going to do.
Yeah.
If we know it can keep the water from leaking in your house and it's just a couple of, small minor adjustments. We've got, pipe boots. We had a customer call that had a couple pipe boots. He's got 5 more years left on the roof, just needing pipe boots replaced. Very simple, cheap repair, and that's going to hold them through until...
And the pipe boot is, as I understand, a piece of metal coming up? No?
Yeah, well, you got the white PVC pipes that come up through the roof.
Yes.
Penetrations, and the pipe boot is actually the flashing that seals that pipe in the roof so that there's no open hole.
All right. We got a winner on line one. Hi, welcome to the radio program. You are on. Who's this?
This is Millie.
Millie, how are you?
I'm fine. How are
you? Terrific. Have you ever been to Cape Fear Seafood Company?
No.
No? Well, you're going.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to get you a gift certificate. It's worth $25. What's your question for Holly?
My question is the cost of the roof.
Millie, I'm having a very difficult time. My ears have faded off. I'm off the roof. Okay, so tell me again. Yeah, and speak right up.
Okay, the cost of the roof. How can I get a roof that will last, say, 25 years, and not pay more than I have to, but get the grade that I need?
Yeah, so it's a hard question for me to answer right now. I think what needs to happen, let us come out and take a look at it, get all the measurements and figure out exactly what you have on your roof and the size of your roof. And then we can certainly get you an accurate estimate pulled together for you. But any of our roof systems, the roof systems that we're putting on are going to last you at least 25 years. As long as it's done right, we're going to have a warranty that stands behind that. So you won't have anything to worry about. The big thing is the cost. I can't give you an accurate cost without us putting our eyes on it to see exactly
that. But I was just, other words, you want a roof? I want a roof that's gonna last 25 years, but I don't want to spend more than I have to.
That makes absolute sense. And we certainly will be able to help you come up with a good budget number that is going to be a fair price for you to make sure that, one, it's affordable, and two, you're still going to get a really good roof system installed.
That's exactly what I want.
Yep, we will help you. I promise we'll help you. So if you got a couple ways to get a hold of us, you can call us at our office at 919-852-2660, or you can also go on our website at roofwerks.com. And there's a form on there that you can fill out an online estimate request that's going to come right to our team. Put in your contact information, and we'll give you a call and get you set up to have one of our roofing consultants come out and get some pricing together. And they'll sit down and educate you on everything and make sure that you fully understand pricing, the systems, warranties, and all of that before you sign any contracts.
Okay, very good.
Millie, are you having leaks in your home now?
Well, no, but it's turning dark on the other side of the chimney.
Okay. Well, it could just be LG, too. So, yeah, let us come out, because it could be a situation where you don't need a roof right now. You just need some maintenance done, and we can certainly – well, we're going to be honest with you and tell you exactly what you need to make sure that we put you in a good situation.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
Thanks,
Millie,
for calling.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to tell you about Cape Fear Seafood Company for a moment. They use the freshest possible ingredients. They specialize in regional American seafood, signature dishes, hand-cut fish, steaks, chicken, and incredible desserts. Ask about the chowder. They're in the Village District and Spring Forest in Raleigh and Rogers Brand Road in Wake Forest. Go to CapeFearSeafood.com. Thank you, Millie.
Thanks, Millie.
And thank you all very much.
You are welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Now, I talked down about the three-tab shingles. If I were to buy a budget-minded three-tab shingle, would it last 20 to 25 years?
It's not going to last 20 to 20. So that's the difference is... because you're only probably going to get 15 plus years out of it, and you're still spending a good portion of money. If you could spend a few hundred dollars more and get 10 more years of life and get a better roof warranty, it just makes more sense to upgrade to the architectural. That's why we, you know, tell people to make that upgrade, because economically, it doesn't really make sense to stick with a three tab nowadays. And it's definitely a more vulnerable roof.
Right.
Prone, you know, to get hail damage or storm damage. So it's for the minimal amount of cost it takes to upgrade, at least upgrade to the architectural. It's a better jump.
Okay. And you just described it as a couple of hundred more.
Yeah, because I mean, when I see apartments putting three tabs on, I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. You're spending tons and tons of money doing that.
Sure.
When just spend a little bit more and you really are going to get 10 more years out of it as long as that roof is done correctly.
Yeah, it's
10 more years to come up with that budget money for another replacement. You don't want to do it any sooner than you have to.
And the labor involved in putting a roof on is similar for each project.
Yeah, I mean, you got to tear it off and strip it down and reinstall. So, yeah, the labor is going to be the same. That's why I said you're just paying for the upgrade in the product itself.
All right. Now, I know some people make a big deal out of whether you hand hammer it or whether you're using a nail gun. Does it really make a difference?
No, as long as they know what they're doing with the nail gun, it's not going to void any warranties. So, as I said, the older generation, we didn't have the technology, so that's how they learn. And they're going to stick to that because they've always done it that way.
Sure.
Now that they've done all these improvements, they've got the nail guns, it makes it better. It's better for them from their health and their posture, and they can do it faster, but they still need to be precise because it's very important. If there's too much pressure on it or the nail patterns aren't right, it's going to cause problems, so it will void the warranty.
I was a little concerned in my neighborhood.
So their training has to be – it's very important that if they're going to use nail guns, that they do it correctly.
And they need to have the correct amount of pressure behind it.
They do, because the thing with hand nailing is it is a lot harder to make a mistake when you're hand nailing versus nail guns. That's where the mistakes come. It's the pressure. The nails puncture through the shingle too much, which in turn you see shingles blowing off the roof easily because they weren't nailed right. There was too much pressure. They were high nailed. So that's a lot of the problems that you see from the improper installation from the nail gun.
Right.
But the techs just need to know what they're doing. If they know what they're doing, the manufacturers are going to stand behind those warranties. It's when they don't do it right is when the warranty is void.
All right. I want to talk about ways that you could not do it right as far as roofing, because you've heard about and seen some things.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about it immediately at this moment. We'll take a moment and then talk about what you've seen about people who, maybe ought not to be doing roofing. Maybe they should have just stuck with drywall. And that's coming up on the show. This is Making Your Home Great. Holly Bowers is here from RoofWorks, FM 92.9, AM 680, WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Making Your Home Great on WPTF, Holly Bowers from RoofWorks is right here in studio. You can have her answer any questions you have, 919-860-9783. Some people say, no, Dave's asking wonderful questions. I could never improve on that. But don't feel that way. 919-860-9783, because I'm asking you dumb questions anyway. Here's one. Is it possible to do this job wrong?
Yeah. I mean, of course it's possible.
How possible?
It's just the lack of knowledge and lack of training. I mean, it happens all the time. It does.
And
I don't know
things...
if people are, they're not doing it intentionally more so than doing it wrong because they just don't have the knowledge or experience, or it's not being checked and inspected. So,
what's the most egregious example of, yeah, this person ought to... ought not to have climbed on a roof?
No, there's. I mean, we've seen so much come through over the years, and just doing repair and maintenance of just issues, all different types of issues, from a pipe boot being installed improperly to a shingle being nailed improperly. It's just a little bit of everything.
At RoofWorks,
flashing done wrong.
Somebody somewhere in the company has seen a roof that was nailed upside down.
Yeah, we went out to one, and yeah, the shingles were installed upside down.
Okay. In order to do that.
I'm not really sure how that happens, but it was just one of those I probably won't ever forget when they sent me the picture. So that was.
So instead of it appearing to be separate tiles, or shingles, the entire area looked like a series of parallel lines.
Yeah, they just weren't done right. So, like I said, it was just lack of knowledge, somebody not knowing what they were doing in that scenario. The other thing that we run into a lot is we see shingles installed on flat roofs, like especially on homes that have like the back porches that are very low slope. You've got a shingle put on that area when it really should have been a membrane type system because the pitch was too low. That's pretty common. We run into that a lot.
And the reason is that the water won't flow properly over it.
Well, the water with the shingles and all the nail penetrations, the water is just going to seep right through those nail holes eventually. So it's going to cause a lot of problems. That's why you get that membrane. Everything is, membranes are just installed differently.
Yeah.
The seams are different. You don't have those. What you call it, I call a nail hole a penetration. So every time you have a penetration in that roof, especially when it's low slope like that, it's vulnerable and exposed to having water come in. And water does sit on flat roofs. That's why they've got to be watertight systems.
if your buddy comes over and says, yeah, we got the membrane stuff, we're going to put the membranes down, and then we're going to nail it in place. that's a wrong thing,
no,
right?
That's a different type of application. And flat roofs have a couple of different ways that you can apply them to.
Yeah.
So that's, like I said, it's just knowing what that roof is, what is the best product to go on that roof, and what's going to make the most sense.
And from the standpoint of a warranty for the roof, I probably, you know, Joe's or Dave's roofing company could go out and make 100 mistakes rather than install it properly. One of the mistakes would be not following the manufacturer's requirements.
That's right.
Such as what?
Well, it depends on what kind of warranty system that you're putting on. But if you're giving a manufacturer's warranty and you're not abiding by the rules, then really that warranty is void. So you need to be careful, especially if you do have a manufacturer's warranty on your roof. Don't let somebody else on that roof that isn't certified with that manufacturer, because that could void the warranty. So there's a lot of things that go into play. If you have a question, you just need to call and make sure that you get the right answers to that. Because a lot of times you'll see someone going up and saying, oh, well, there's a missing shingle, let me just fix that. But then next thing you know, them doing that, they weren't certified, that you don't, that could potentially void your whole entire warranty. And
because
you don't want that at all. That's there to protect you, and you just need to make sure that you understand what warranties you have and what are the rules, and what is going to void or not void it, how long it's going to last, and, you know, all of the different details.
And it's like my Porsche. My Porsche needs to be done, you know, the oil changes. It's got to be done by the Porsche dealership. Otherwise, you know, it's void.
Right.
We void the warranty.
That's exactly right. And a lot of these warranties are transferable.
Right.
But you do need to know the time frames on that and the process of, if you're transferring homeownership, what needs to be done and what's the time frame to make sure that that warranty is now in the new homeowner's name. Everything gets transferred over. So that's why I said just make sure that you have a deep understanding for all of that, because it's a good thing to pass on. But if you don't follow the protocol, then if you don't do it within a certain time period, then that warranty is just going to go away.
Really?
Which, when really you could have passed it on to the new owner and they could have taken the lifespan of the rest of that warranty term.
Holy mackerel. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, that's a great thing for it. It's great to pass that on to somebody else, but you need to call the manufacturer within a certain time period of that deed changing over to the new owner to make sure they have all the new contact information. If you do that timely and everything is done correctly, then the new owners will be able to take that warranty and they're going to have it. And it's something really awesome to buy a house to have that warranty.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a warranty certificate.
That's right.
When I bought the house.
Especially
I have no
when
idea.
It comes to the roof, because the roofs are, that's a long-lasting renovation. 25-plus years, that's an awesome warranty to have passed on to the next owner. And it's a really good thing for you as a seller to be able to say, hey, I've got this peace of mind, this protection for you, and you're buying into that too.
That's neat. Now, the mistakes that could be made include underlayment. Now, does each manufacturer have a different underlayment that they require?
They do. I mean, they've got certain systems depending on the warranties, again, of what they're going to require you to do and to not do.
Yeah.
The underlayment is there as a secondary protection, right? The shingles are the things that protect your roof. The secondary protection is if you get a tree branch that falls and it wipes those shingles off the roof, that underlayment is there to protect water intrusion onto your sheathing. So it's really, that's the role that it plays more than anything else, but it's a required installation process in order to qualify for some of these enhanced warranty systems.
If somebody has like a 4 or 5 year roof and a shingle comes off, is that necessarily a poor installation?
No, I mean, especially if it's for a tree branch, you know, because things happen.
Yeah.
So that could wipe that that shingle off just from a tree limb falling. But the cool thing about the synthetic underlayment is they've actually made it to make it safer for the team to install that roof, because it's got more of like a sticky type component to it where it helps the guys be able to walk up and down. So that's the cool feature too, is it's really a good safety feature for the installers.
They're not walking around on saran wrap.
Yeah, so it's just a better surface for them to be able to go up and down on.
That's very good. And RoofWorks supplies their people with the proper footwear.
Oh, yeah, the Cougar Paw boots, yes.
What are they called?
They're called Cougar Paws.
Cougar
Paws. So they have like the foam on it and on the bottom. It helps the guys get up and down on the roof safely, and it just, you know, keeps them more secure up there.
Now, I've heard of Cougar Paws, but I heard it as something else. Never mind. Doesn't matter. Cougar Paws is what you do when you're off
with
your girls.
But you'll see, if you ever go by and see the guys on the roof with like the cushion.
Yeah.
The cushions from couches and things like that. They're
really
sitting on that up there.
No.
Because think about it, it sticks well to the shingles.
Yeah.
And it helps them from slipping. So with them being tied off and having that, that's just an extra safety precaution. It just helps them work better.
So they bring their own.
Yes. A lot of times they will.
That's
but
really
I understand why they use it, because it makes sense. It helps them have that good grip up there. Roof work is hard. It's very, very hard, especially when you're doing it on those very steep roofs. You think about how much respect you have for those guys that do that every single day.
Just to review, we need to know that they have what kind of insurances. We need they have home
workers' comp.
Workers' comp, and they've got to have a roofing insurance.
That's,
before we let them up.
Yeah, so workers' comp for roofing is what you want to ask for. You want to make sure they have general liability coverage and workers' comp specifically for roofing.
All right, Holly Bowers, thank you very much. The company is RoofWorks. This is Making Your Home Great.